This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 58 for Thursday, September 12th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was weaker on Thursday, testing major chart support despite gains in the Chicago soy complex. Canola 5 to over $8 lower at the final bell, November down 8.20 at $561.10 per ton. That's just above nearby contract lows. Updated supply-demand numbers from the USDA were generally neutral for the soy market, with prices there turning higher, but canola ignored those advances. Seasonal harvest pressure and a lack of significant end-user demand, along with ongoing uncertainty over Chinese exports going forward, did weigh on values, despite canola still looking cheap compared to most other oilseeds. The Saskatchewan harvest was 28% complete, according to the latest provincial report. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were higher, while wheat ending mixed. Soybeans up 10 cents in the November contract at 10.10 per bushel. The USDA left its estimate on U.S. soybean yields unchanged from its August report at 53.2 bushels per acre, with total production down slightly due to a small reduction in harvested area. However, at about 4.5 billion bushels, that would still be a record large crop and well above last year's production. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales did come in at the higher end of trade expectations in a separate report at about 1.5 million tons. Corn traded to both sides of unchanged, but ending firmer in the December contract, up a penny at 4.06 per bushel. Average U.S. corn yields at 183.6 bushels per acre were raised by half a bushel from the August estimate, and that surprised market participants who had generally expected a cut given hot and dry weather over the past month. Harvested area was left unchanged and production came in above trade guesses. Weekly U.S. corn export sales of 667,000 tons were at the lower end of trade guesses. Wheat ending mixed, Minneapolis spring wheat up 5 cents in December at 6.21 per bushel, while Kansas City hard red winter wheat down 2 cents in December at 5.86 and a quarter. Chicago soft wheat down 0.75 cents in December at 5.78 and a half. U.S. wheat ending stocks were left unchanged at 828 million bushels. That was slightly ahead of trade estimates calling for a small cut. World wheat ending stocks were raised to 257.2 million tons. That was about 2 million tons above average pre-report expectations. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, September 12th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.